Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. 28-year-old Arcata resident Bodie Tree remains in county jail without bail after he was arrested in connection with a double homicide in Arcata early Saturday morning. The victims have been identified as 18-year-old Eureka resident Christina Schwartz and 27-year-old Alan Marcet of Michigan. Police developed leads after interviewing individuals at the scene, and that led them to a residence on Maryland Avenue in Sunnybrae. After interviewing residents there, they determined that Tree was not at the location. A short time later, however, Tree was found hiding in some bushes along Shirley Boulevard after residents reported suspicious activity. Tree is suspected of shooting and killing two people, one of whom died at the scene and the second who died at the hospital. Police continue their investigation, and anyone who may have any information is asked to contact the Arcata Police Department. A single-vehicle traffic accident on Highway 299 near Berry Summit resulted in the death of 13-year-old Hoopa resident Walter Moon on Saturday afternoon. The driver of the vehicle, 19-year-old Hoopa resident Kashkoa Rice, was headed westbound when she looked down at her cell phone, and when she looked back up, she realized she had drifted off the roadway, and after trying to correct, the Jeep drifted across the eastbound lanes and slammed into the guardrail. Moon, who was riding in the cargo compartment in the back of the Jeep, suffered fatal head trauma after being ejected from the vehicle and was pronounced dead on Sunday after having been flown to Reading for treatment. Rice and four other passengers were either uninjured or suffered minor injuries in the crash, and three of them were taken to the hospital. The CHP continues its investigation, although impairment is not considered a factor in the collision. Eureka Police Department detectives continue their investigation into a shooting last Wednesday night that sent a 24-year-old Eureka resident to the hospital with a gunshot wound to the upper torso. Detectives arrested a person of interest after conducting a probation search at a residence on Spring Street. The victim, Rhett August, was able to provide detectives with some details, stating that when he answered his door that night, someone shot him. Police have released no details about the person arrested. Anyone who may have heard or witnessed the incident is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. On Sunday, CHP officers responded to a fatal traffic collision at the intersection of Crawford Road and Foothill Boulevard in Covelo. 40-year-old Lucerne resident Harley Descent was traveling southbound on a 1987 Honda dirt bike when he failed to stop at the intersection. The motorcycle hit a dirt berm and was propelled 50 feet into the air. Descent, who was not wearing a helmet, was ejected from the motorcycle, thrown into a metal fence post, and died as a result of his injuries. Impairment as a factor in the collision remains under investigation. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai. And we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The hunt for Shane Miller continues. Dan Squire has more.
The command post has been removed and mutual aid units of law enforcement agencies have been sent home following an intense week-long search for triple murder suspect Shane Miller. Miller is suspected of killing his wife and two children at their home in Shasta County on May 7th. After Miller's truck was found at the mouth of the Mattole River the following day, law enforcement assets, including state and federal agents, descended on the area to search for Miller. Sheriff Mike Downey said last week that there have been no sightings of Miller since his vehicle was found. Sheriff's deputies will focus on the area, according to Sheriff Downey.
We're going to continue a high visibility, intense type of a patrol of the area, probably at least until somewhere around the week of the 30th, at which point we'll reassess at that time.
Miller is considered armed and dangerous, and anyone with information as to his whereabouts is asked to contact the sheriff's office.
Thanks, Dan. Beginning in July, the Arkley Center for the Performing Arts is closing to facilitate much-needed repairs, maintenance, and general upkeep. The work is anticipated to be finished in 2014. The center is looking forward to reopening as soon as possible. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.